Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
TV chef and food writer Jeannie Maltese, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan.
So Jeannie, Korean food has become really popular in the last few years, and today you're going to tell us how to Korean barbecue at home, and people can relax, we're not getting out the actual barbecue just yet. So what is Korean barbecue specifically, and why do you love it?
Yeah, I think Korean food becomes so popular, especially after K-pop. And I don't know if you remember in 2012, Gangnam Style.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, we started looking into Korean culture. And you see kids now queuing for mochis and Korean corn dogs, which is very funny.
So and of course, Korean skin care.
Yes, big time. Korean beauty. So Korean barbecue is just very sociable thing. You sit around the table. You have this barbecue on the table. And then they bring you all different types of meats. You can have beef, you can have mushrooms, you can have tofu. And then you cook it to your own liking. And it's very healthy, I will say. It's a lovely marinade. It's really good for you because they have kimchi. As we know, it's good for your gut health. Lots of vegetables on the table. So it's a really lovely way to socialize and eat barbecue. But you don't have to get the barbecue
out. So yeah, most people obviously don't have like a hot plate in the middle of their tables at home.
Yes.
So we can do this in the kitchen, can we?
Yes, 100%. Yes, you can. So you can have a pound of beef if you want to go with beef or anything you choose from mushrooms. And then the dressing or the marinade is very simple. You have a ripe pear in there and you can put onions in there. Gochujang, which is a beautiful chili paste. Korean is fermented, so that gives a lot of flavor. So you have ginger, spring onions, soy sauce, brown sugar, and sesame seed oil. Things that probably we already have in our cupboard. If you don't have gochujang, which you can find in any supermarket now, that popular, you can use any chili paste, it's fine.
Okay, so it's a sweet heat, is it? With the gochujang is a hot sauce, but you're putting in other sweet kind of ingredients as well.
But the pear helps, the ripe pear will help to kind of break down the protein and make it very tender and juicy.
Really?
I've
never heard of that.
So it's not that really sweet, but it just breaks down the protein, making it really tender and sweet and juicy.
Okay.
So you can use an Asian pear or just a ripe pear, a regular pear. And then when you marinate that beef, it can be between half an hour to 2 hours.
Okay, slow down now. What kind of beef are we using and how
it's
are we cutting it?
It's up to you. In Korea, they use a lot of char beef. The char-braised beef is really nice. You can use tenderloin. It's up to you. But the important thing is it has to be thinly sliced. Very, very thinly sliced.
Okay.
You can ask your butcher to do that if you don't want to do it yourself. Because once it hits the grill, it's just a couple of minutes on each side. You just want a lovely charred and really caramelize that lovely marinade.
So is that a very hot pan then, Jeannie?
Very hot. Yeah, it has to be really hot.
And oil in it? What kind of oil are you using in the pan?
You don't need to because you have that lovely
marinade.
But if you want to, you can brush a little bit of sesame seed oil, which is a very authentic Korean. It gives a lovely flavor. And then just very thinly sliced. Everybody gets a fork or a little tongue and you can flip it and done to your liking. That's a great thing. But then you can do the same with mushrooms or tofu or prawns. It's the same. Or chicken. So that will be your marinade and the beef. And very quickly, you can do a beautiful cucumber pickle salad to accompany with this.
Okay.
We call oimuchin is the name of a cucumber. And it's just cucumbers, onions, gochujang again, which is the Korean chili flakes, vinegar, sesame seed oil. And you can put into a jar with minced garlic, obviously. You can put it into a jar and keep it in the fridge if you want to. Again, super tasty. It's highly addictive, but so good for your health and your gut health. And that is oimuchin, which is a Korean pickle cucumber salad.
Okay, now tell me about making kimchi at home.
Yes.
Are we not going to stink out the house absolutely
No.
here, no?
No, definitely no. This is a very easy and quick kimchi recipe I'm giving you. So normally we'll use Asian cabbage, which needs to be cooked or it needs to be fermented for a long time. But in this recipe I'm giving you, it's just a normal cabbage that you use in coleslaw.
Okay.
So you use one cabbage.
So that's a white cabbage.
For coleslaw. So all you do is just one cabbage and shred it really finely and then add sea salt to it. Put it in a bowl and let it sit there while you prepare the rest of the paste for your kimchi. So the kimchi will have, again, gochujang or gochugaru. Gochugaru is chili flakes. It's a beautiful red chili flakes. It's not that hot, but you can add as much as you like or as little as you like. You can add gochujang too if you already have it. Brown sugar, fish sauce. If you don't have fish sauce, you can use light soy sauce. It's okay. That umami salty flavor we're looking for. And then 2 to 4 cloves of garlic, a spring onions, and a carrot, just slightly diced, really small or finely julienned, so it's fine. So you're going to get your cabbage from the salt, rinse all the salt out. What the salt is doing is breaking down the fiber of the cabbage, so it's easier to eat. It's not like that crunchy, big, hard chew. It's just lovely to eat. So it breaks down the protein, easy to digest. So you're going to rinse that under cold water.
Okay.
And then you're going to add your lovely paste to the cabbage and put it in a jar. It can be, this one is easy and quick, so it can be eaten in between half an hour when you have everything done. Just let that lovely flavor go into the cabbage. And then you can leave it in the jar, in a glass jar in the fridge, no problem.
Okay, and so there's not fermenting involved here, is there? You don't.
It's
have
a quick fermenting of half an hour.
Okay.
Half an hour to 2 hours max, if you want to use it that day. But then if you want to keep it in an airtight jar in container in the fridge, you can use it in stir fries, you can use it with rice. It's a lovely, quick kimchi.
And the jar,
good for your gut
is not
health.
Going to explode on us or
no,
anything?
No, it's not. Unless you're going to leave it outside the fridge for 3 weeks, of course it's going to develop a lot of air in there. But no, this is a very quick and easy kimchi and it's not going to stink the house. It's going to taste delicious.
Okay. And those recipes are all up on the website
yes.
already. Now,
yes.
You are suggesting for dessert, is it called bingsu? Korean
yeah.
shaved ice.
Bingsu. Yeah, a Korean shaved ice. It's like a granita, if you think of a granita in Italian food. But this is very old, traditional kind of dessert all over in countries where it's really hot. And basically, it's just you can get some ice cubes and put in your food processor and just crush them until really nice and fine. Like you will see, like a slushy almost.
Okay.
And then to that ice, you will add lovely flavors to your liking. The traditional one will be red bean paste, but you have condensed milk, you have fruit
red
syrup.
Bean paste is sweet, is it?
Yeah, sweetened yeah. bread. Yeah, it's very popular in Korea and a lot of Asian countries. Red bean paste as a dessert is delicious. I like it. But if you never try, I'll definitely tell you, try mochi with red bean paste is delicious. So to this crushed ice, you will add condensed milk, fruit syrups, red bean paste, whatever you like. Even dalgona. Have you ever had dalgona coffee?
No, what's that?
It's very popular in Korea again. It's just whipped coffee. It comes like a mousse and it's just instant coffee, 2 tablespoons of instant coffee
right.
with a little bit of sugar and 2 tablespoons of hot water. And then you're going to whip it with your whisk until it becomes like a mousse. It's incredible how it's just like
really,
magic.
It mousses up just like that.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. And you can put it over your latte. You can put it over your dessert. It's a lovely thing. Now the summer is coming. So that will be your bingsu, your Korean shaved ice. And normally it's served with a lot of fresh fruit on top. Again, it's lovely.
Okay, so yeah. That sounds like a nice kind of sociable, casual way for people to yeah. entertain their friends
yeah.
of an evening. Before I let you go, Jeannie, I believe
yes.
you're jetting off to Monaco.
Yes.
What's going on there?
Yes, I'm very honored. I'm going to represent Ireland on this very prestigious international chef competition in Monaco. So it's organized by the Prince of Monaco and the Super Yacht Club of Monaco. So they're going to have me over to be one of the judges to be the jury in this competition in Monaco. So I'm very honored to be representing Ireland in this.
I bet you are. Watch out for the Prince. Jeannie Maltese, thank you very much for that. All
thank
those
you.
Recipes up on the website. Shinna Wildon show on your